Air Force One, as we know, will touch down in Belfast tonight and on board Joe Biden for his first visit to these shores as President of the United States. He'll leave Belfast tomorrow with stop-offs in Louth, Dublin and Mayo on Friday. Who will come out to see him? Well, there are nearly 11,000 Americans living here. Our reporter Moira Hannan has been talking to some of them.
The visit of President Biden is significant, I suppose, both personally for me, but also for the broader American community here in Ireland.
Larry Donnelly, law lecturer in University of Galway and proud Bostonian.
President Biden is unabashed about his love for Ireland, and in particular, his special connection to counties Mayo and Louth, where he'll be visiting and given, appropriately, I think, a hero's welcome as a son who's gone off and done risen to the highest level of American politics.
My name is Emmeline Smith, and I'm originally from Eastern Iowa. And I moved to Ireland in 2015 to start my master's degree, and so I've been here ever since. I moved up to the Cooley Peninsula almost 2 years ago now, and I never thought that Joe Biden would be visiting his kind of home area. So we're looking forward to his visit. Hopefully that we get to see him. I'm looking forward to get the crowds gathering, hopefully at Lily Finnegan's, or maybe even our local Fitzpatrick's Bar and Restaurant. That's where we go. We're a few minutes from there. So I think he visited there before, and we hope that he does again.
Colm O'Callaghan is Director of Public Affairs with the American Chamber of Commerce Ireland. Based in Dublin City Centre, it's a support network for the US business community here.
The US-Ireland relationship is actually at an all-time high. So in Ireland, we have about 950 US companies based here that employ 209,000 people directly and 167,000 people indirectly. Those jobs are supported in the domestic economy. It is very much a two-way relationship, however, when we look to Irish investment going to the US as well. Ireland is the ninth largest source of FDI into the US, with Irish companies supporting 100,000 jobs across all 50 states. The visit of President Biden is obviously a source of great excitement for US business. Most recently, we were in the US for St. Patrick's Week, and it's great this visit comes so soon after that. But there we heard the commitment from the US to this transatlantic relationship. We heard the strong support for the Good Friday Agreement. And we heard a commitment to continuing to grow and invest in that two-way relationship, because we really are trading partners.
My name is James Connor. I'm originally from Newark, Delaware in the United States. I'm a retired U.S. Marine. I've been in Limerick for the last 4 years while pursuing a bachelor's degree in sports and exercise science at the University of Limerick. I am the spokesperson for the Republicans Overseas Ireland. Are we excited about the president's visit? Not really, actually, and we're pretty disappointed in him. Since he moved into the presidency, the administration has been a complete disaster. So I haven't heard anything about any of our people going up to protest or do any kind of demonstration, but definitely not a big fan.
However, Patty Shields, chairperson of Democrats Abroad Ireland, has a very different perspective on the visit of President Biden.
Listen, I think Americans are going to be flocking to Ballina. The WhatsApp group like completely blew up because the hotels are full and people are like, do we drive up? And I know the embassy opened up registration for the keynote speech that's going to be given on Friday at 6 o'clock. So we're organizing basically, Americans at every stop on the way. But I think there's going to be great turnout.
Moira Hannan reporting there at 7:44.